Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world.
Hello, everyone. My name is Diego Alfonso, one of your hosts with the Florida Aviation Network, broadcasting live and in the clear from the Florida Air Museum at the Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland, Florida. During the 40th annual Sun and Fun Fly-In and Expo, our guest is Melissa Pemberton. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Diego. Good to be back.
Melissa, before we get into the meaty things of the interview, I guess what everybody wants to know always is your background. In other words, how do you get involved into what you do? Why don't you just go ahead and take us from day one to where you are today?
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I'll give you the short story. I grew up around a flying grandma, Mary Lou Waite, and so I grew up around airplanes, and I did my first basic aerobatics with her in a 150 aerobat. I, you know, years later learned how to fly in that same airplane with my grandfather, Leo Janssens. I went to college at Embry-Riddle, so I did the professional aviation track, and while going through school, I got really involved in competition aerobatics. So I did my first competition at 19, and I made the U.S. Unlimited team when I was 22, so I got a really young start to it. And let's see, I guess when I was about 20, I got invited to be a part of a mentorship program with Sean Tucker and Mike Goulian and Wayne Handley, and young competition pilots, into becoming air show pilots.
Right.
Yeah, so I did that back in, I guess it was 05, and I've been doing air shows ever since.
Now, if I may ask you, of all the airplanes that you've flown, which is your favorite for...
That's for aerobatics?
Yeah.
Well, I started in a Pitts S2. Well, the 150 aerobat, my first one professionally was a Pitts S2C.
Okay.
And now I fly the Edge 540, and I absolutely love it. It is, for the person sitting in the plane,
right,
I think it's the best that you can get. It's built in the U.S. by Zivco Aeronautics, so you have local support. It's a great race plane, a great competition plane, a great air show plane, and also amazingly a great cross-country plane. I take it all over the world, down to South America, up to Alaska, going down into the Caribbean next.
But still, when you do aerobatics, your mouth goes this way and your eyes go that way.
All over the place.
And speaking about aerobatics, of all the routines that you go through, what would you say is the most challenging for you?
Competition aerobatics is the most challenging for me because, you're in intense world-level competition. Everything has to be exact, has to be perfect. And on top of perfect maneuvers, you also have to present it well to the judges who are watching you. So as far as complexity, that's the toughest thing for me. As far as the air shows go, I love working in teams. I love working with my husband when we do our wingsuit act. I fly Carol Pila on a wing walker. If I'm up there by myself, I don't know what to do with myself. I think that it's a really good challenge to work with teammates and to try to coordinate a routine that's going to be, one, safe, two, entertaining, and three, it's going to be fun for us.
That's right.
Yeah, if we have fun, we land and we're excited, usually the audience is excited too.
Of course, mm-hmm. Of course. Now, what is the program for this year? What does it entail? You want to tell our audience?
Yeah,
please?
Absolutely. So this year, what we're going to be doing, today at Sun and Fun, I'll be flying my solo routine. Rex isn't here. He had to go home for work.
Okay.
But we'll be doing the solo routine, and we'll be doing the team routine, which is called the Immortals. This is the first time that we'll be doing the three-ship. I think we talked before. Skip and I have done tin sticks together, a dual routine, for about 4 years now. And now we've added Kyle Franklin to the team. So it'll be me, Skip Stewart, and Kyle Franklin doing a three-ship. We won't have Pyro this week, but we do have the jet truck. So we'll have Neil Darnell racing us in the jet car tomorrow. Today we won't have the jet car. It's more of a dry run-through. So tomorrow, come on out. It's got two big, beautiful biplanes, the Edge, the jet truck. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, because Kyle flies
Dracula.
Yeah. That's a nice bird.
Absolutely. So yeah. Kyle has Dracula, which, as you know, I'm sure you know the history behind it. You know, he built and designed it. And Skip is flying Prometheus, which is an aircraft that he has heavily modified, built, and designed. And then me and the Edge. So I'm the monoplane in the mix. But just two incredibly talented guys to be working with. And then, of course, working with the jet truck is always a treat.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when I watched your show last year, and I'm planning to do it this year also, and I get all pumped up, you
know. But that's what we want.
That's the essence of the whole thing, you know. And I'm sorry that I never took aerobatics seriously. You know, I did a couple loops here and there, but I really never did that because when I started flying, I used to get sick.
Oh no!
I used to get sick a lot, and now I got 26,000 hours under the belt, you know.
So you're not getting sick anymore.
No. But at some point, it became really. I thought that I had to quit because my instructor kept saying, "No, you get over that. You get over that." And I guess because of that, I was kind of traumatized, and I enjoy aerobatics. I enjoy aerobatic planes, but I never took the step because I was. Probably my mind still is that from...
You're remembering, you're associating getting sick with it, yeah.
Exactly, and I kind of shut away. Did you find that, did you ever felt that way in aerobatics, or did you...
No, I should knock on some wood, but I've never gotten sick flying aerobatics. I guess the fact that I'm usually the one flying makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I'm very rarely a passenger in any airplane, but I think maybe because I grew up around it, you know, I was exposed to it as a kid. My grandma made it like a roller coaster ride every time we'd go. It does the countdown, you know, we're going in for the loop, we're going in for the roll. And I think because she made me so comfortable with it from a young age, I never had to deal with the nausea.
Yeah, as long as I really feel, and I tell people this, a lot of people say to me, well, I don't like flying. No. I think what you don't like is not being in control.
Yes.
And I think that when you're in control, a lot of things change, you know, and then you become more focused and it's totally different. Now, let me ask you something from a pilot standpoint. Of all your routines, what do you have any concerns? And if you do, which is like the main concern in performing your routines?
That's a tough question. I mean, obviously, safety is always the primary concern.
Yeah.
So when we're with the team, having good positive radio communication and deconfliction, planning everything out before we get up there, obviously, we all want to be entertaining. We want to demonstrate the aircraft's capabilities. We want to come up with something new and exciting. You know, there's always the pressure to make people like what you're doing.
Yeah.
No real big concerns. I mean, I think I've been doing this for 10 years now, and it's just, this is my job, this is my profession, so we want to do it as well as we can, and we want to, to the best of our ability, keep on encouraging the sport to grow, and I guess that would be a concern. A sport that's getting bigger.
I guess what I was trying to get at is, like, if you're in a team situation, I guess that... At some point, you have to make a go or no go decision, and I guess what I'm trying to bring out to the audience is, you know, we tell pilots, you know, you always have to make sure that you're familiar with everything and that you feel good about it. So, what I was really trying to say was, since you're a team, at some point you have to say, okay, let's talk about what we're going to do today, and when does that becomes a go? In other words, what are the things that you contemplate? Before you say, okay, we're going.
Well, like today, of course, the weather is beautiful, so that's not a factor today. If we're doing ribbon cuts in our sequence, sometimes we do an opposing ribbon cut, then the winds become a factor, and making sure that that's going to, you know, no safety concerns there. Of course, making sure everyone is healthy in a good state of mind, not distracted by anything going on. You know, if someone's had an injury or something, make sure that's not bugging them, make sure everyone is in the zone and ready to go.
Exactly. Because a team effort, I mean, everybody's got to be on the same page.
Absolutely. And we have airplanes break. So, you know, it's You want to ensure that your engine's happy and your airframe's happy, and no issues there, and have all those sorted out before we show up to show day.
That's right, and even your maintenance, whoever does your maintenance, because I'm a mechanic too, and besides being a pilot, I'm an aviation mechanic. But I'm pretty sure that the maintenance people have to be part of the equation too.
Yes.
In other words, there may be some issues that the maintenance guys may know about it that may not be just as clear to you, and they bring it into the table, and I guess that's what makes the go or no go decision. Now, I know you told me that you're pressed for time, and we're really, really sorry that you have to go, and that we have to come to an end here, but it's been a real pleasure
to
have you here, and I'm looking forward to all your performances throughout you and Kyle and your husband, and looking forward to next year also.
Thank you. And next year, hopefully, Rex is working on his carbon fiber glide wing, so hopefully we'll have that ready to go.
I'm ready.
Great.
I'm ready to watch. And thank you for joining us. My name is Diego Alfonso with the Florida Aviation Network, and we will see you very soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.